Okay, our friends. So we have done a story about a cat, a special kind of cat, a unicorn cat. So I think it's time we do a story now about a dog to keep things even in the great war between cats and dogs. What do you say? And we have a special dog in today's story, but this dog has a special problem and it has nothing to do with unicorns. Would you like to hear about it? Today's story is called Dog Breath, The Horrible Trouble with Halitosis. And the story was written by Dave Pilkey. And you may know him as the guy who writes Dogman.
And Cat Kid. And Puppy on Deck and Super Diaper Baby.
Oh my goodness, so many things.
He's a hit,
okay. So we're going to read his story today. But before we do, we have to give our patron shout out. And it's to Mr. Samwise. His mom, Genevieve, said, I think he would like Dave Pilkey books. And I said, say less. We've got one and we will read it. And I'm excited about it. Are you excited? Yeah. Okay, so Samwise, we hope that you enjoyed today's story. And here's looking at you. So without any further ado, let's get right into it. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Well, here's one thing.
Okay.
Why I said I think Dave Pilkey's a hit is because I'm Petey.
The orange cat?
Yeah, I'm Petey.
Mm-hmm. Well, try not to be mean. Are you good Petey or bad Petey?
This is after Brawls. This is after Freedom the Ball Worlds, so okay. You'll probably see me do Zero Trouble.
Good. So then sit back and relax.
I was pardoned.
I'm pardoning you too, while we enjoy the story. Here we go. There once was a dog named Hallie, who lived with the Tosis family. Halitosis was a very good dog, but she had a big problem. Halitosis had horrible breath. Whenever Halitosis opened her mouth, horrible things happened. And in the picture, we can see the wallpaper peels back because it's so grossed out by her stinky breath. And the trees that's in the living room drops its leaves because ugh, she's that gross. And even the Mona Lisa covers her nose and the fish flops over dead. When the children took Halitosis for a walk, everyone else walked on the other side of the street.
Even skunks don't like his breath.
Mm-hmm, it says...
Oh, jeez, he's so stinky.
It says even skunks avoided Halitosis. What do you think?
Well, I know one person who stinks way more than Halitosis.
Who?
Dogman.
Oh, okay.
He rolls around in dead fish... And goose poop.
Okay, okay. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. But the real trouble started one day when Grandma Tosis stopped by for a cup of tea and Hallie jumped up to say hello. Oh, no. Grandma's hair stood on end. Ooh, and knocked her straight over. Mr. and Mrs. Tosis were not amused. Something has to be done about that smelly dog, they said. The next day, Mr. and Mrs. Tosis decided to find a new home for Hallie. And they put up a sign that says, free dog to a good home. And they are so sad. The children knew that the only way they could save their dog was to get rid of her bad breath. So they took Halitosis to the top of a mountain that had a breathtaking view. Oh, I see. So the dog's breath goes away? They hoped that the breathtaking view would take Hallie's breath away, but it didn't. Ooh, even the sun's rays kind of covered up the sun's nose because stinky Saurus. Next, the children took Halitosis to a very exciting movie. And it says, it will leave you breathless, breath of a salesman. They had hoped that all the excitement would leave Hallie breathless, but it didn't. Oh no, even in the picture here we can see that the people in the movie are spraying fresh air because they can smell her through the movie screen. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Finally, the children took Halitosis to a carnival. They hoped that Hallie would lose her breath on the speedy roller coaster. And we can see it says, "You'll lose your breath on our roller coaster." Uh-oh. But in the pictures, it looks like maybe Hallie got the very front of the roller coaster and hung her head out and let that stinky breath on every person behind her. So everybody on the roller coaster got sick. But that idea stunk too, it says, and everybody on the roller coaster looks like they're going to throw up, and not because of the roller coaster, but because of the stinky dog. The plans to change Hallie's bad breath had failed. Now, only a miracle could save Halitosis. Sadly, the three friends said goodnight, unaware that a miracle was just on the horizon. But I can see a hint as to what the miracle might be. Did you see it? It was back here when they were going to find that breathtaking view. I noticed something.
On the tree, there's a wanted person.
A wanted sign for burglars, right? But in this picture, we can see out the back window is two shadowy figures.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, later that night, when everyone was sound asleep, two sneaky burglars crept into the Tosis house. The two burglars were tiptoeing through the dark, quiet rooms when suddenly they came upon Halitosis. "Yikes," whispered one burglar. "That's a big, mean, scary dog." "Ah, don't be silly," whispered the other burglar. "It's only a cute little fuzzy puppy." The two burglars giggled at the sight of such a friendly little dog. "Oh, that dog couldn't hurt a fly," whispered one burglar. "Come here, Poochie Poochie," whispered the other. So Halitosis came over and gave the burglars a nice big kiss. And their faces, oh my friends, their faces. The next morning, the Tosis family awoke to find two burglars passed out cold on their living room floor. It was a miracle. The Tosis family got a big reward for turning in the crooks, and soon, Halitosis was the most famous crime-fighting dog in the country. In the end, Mr. and Mrs. Tosis changed their mind about finding a new home for Hallie. They decided to keep their wonderful watchdog after all. Because life without Halitosis just wouldn't make any sense.
Ba-dum-ching.
Because it's not sense, S-E-N-S-E, it's sense, S-C-E-N-T-S. It's a play on words, right? When you hear the word sense, you might think it's sense as in like, oh, this is logical. This follows and it is reasonable. But also sense can be like a smell. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
About the sense? All right. And he's got a little sign on him at the very last that says, "Bad breath is better than no breath at all." You're right. You are right, Halitosis. Which, by the way, halitosis is a medical condition in which you are diagnosed formally by a doctor with bad breath. And that, my very dear friends, is
the end.
Hope you liked it, Samwise.
If you liked the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.